Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that is sorely behind on forwarding 10 emails to its friends and is now fearful of having bad luck for the next 10 years. I am Mike, and I've actually been enjoying a great conversation with a couple of guys from another podcast for probably about the last 30 minutes. So yeah, I'm not sure this podcast episode was ever going to start, but I would have been happy either way. And they are going to help me bracket off action movie actors. And I bet you know what the name of their podcast is. It is Action, Action. And I would like to invite onto the show from the Action, Action podcast, John and James. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Hey, man.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
All right. And we are missing Dustin tonight. Is that true?
Yeah, he's a soft-ass bitch and he's at home.
It happens. Yeah, you know what? Soft-ass bitches stay at home in lockdown. People in Tennessee in lockdown, they go out fucking maskless and go ape shit, because that's what they do.
Oh, yeah. But no, we trepidatiously go to the supermarket with a mask in BC. We take it off really quickly, though, after we leave the store as a sign of independence.
You know what?
As soon as we're out of that,
it's crazy.
As soon as we're out of that store, we rip that thing off and we're like, you can't tell me what to do.
That's right. You actually just throw it on the ground and just like stomp on it.
No, so we're not all, like, yeah, no, like, we're not Albertans. We live in BC. Shout out to all your Canadian fans. Alberta sucks.
Well, we'll see. I do have actually several Canadian fans, so it's my second largest distribution country.
Oh, really?
Behind these fine United States. So with that said, why don't you guys do me a favor before we start and tell me a little bit about this Action, Action podcast?
So we're a podcast. We review action movies. I think we're up to 151, two?
Yeah, something like that.
Episodes, something like that. So we review action movies, and we put them on this dumb fucking list that means jack shit to anybody. And
I mean, we'll defend it to the end.
But like, no one actually gives a shit. it's like this completely. There's no such thing as a pure list, other than the fact that like we made it and we like it.
Yeah, and we rate things. We have five categories: plot, action, kills, pacing,
quotes
and tropes, and then our personal reaction, and then we kind of average it all out.
Yeah, so like it's just like this. I think it's one of the largest action movie classifications probably on the internet of all time.
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, all time.
Ever. I think that we're probably the most prolific action movie watchers of all time, and no one should step to us.
Yeah, nobody challenge us.
I agree. You know what I believe? I believe your list is huge. It's huge.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Are you your prime minister, Donald Trump?
Yeah. Our ex prime minister. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly, we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to tell you this, buddy. You're in for a fucking fun 2 months.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride. It's you know what? America's always a wild ride, man.
Here's what I'd suggest. I don't know. Maybe just having rules about what happens about transition of power. Just like one rule. Just like if the new guy comes in, you have to go. I mean, like,
yeah, I don't know.
Simple rule, man.
Rules are for pussies, man. We like to go fast and loose here in the States.
Yeah. It seems to be going really good
for
you
guys.
Yeah,
no, we've noticed.
Yeah. It's been a fucking hell of a 4 years.
Well, the good news is we are getting out of one hell, and who knows what we're jumping into, but I do know one thing we are jumping into. We are jumping into this episode. They warned me they would take me off track, but as anyone that listens to this podcast knows, I'm pretty good at taking myself off track. So between the three of us, this episode might last 7 hours, so we might actually be recording this tomorrow. We may run out of fucking space to put all the fucking bytes and terabytes and dumb shit we say on. But our Patreon, our OnlyFans page, we'll release it there. But Until that time, we have to finish this, so at least we'll start by saying what Whack Brackets is. If you have not checked out a Whack Brackets episode, we are asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, such as John and James here, and Fuck Dustin, but maybe one day he'll be on. And then we bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. And if you guys are ready to go with said Whack Bracketing, we'll start the show.
Sounds good. Let's go.
Yeah,
I'm game.
All righty.
Let's dance, bitch.
Nice. Can we do a Tinder waltz, or should we do like some tap dancing?
Box step.
Well, you know what? I am here in the southern part of the United States, and we love to do some line dancing and, you know, maybe a little bit of the square dancing.
That's the way you will. Oh yeah, man. Sounds
square dancing.
That sounds cool as fuck.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that sounds. Yeah, I mean, I really want to visit your lands.
Your lands.
My lands. Yeehaw!
He wants to discover your lands.
Man.
Yeah. Well, that didn't work so well for the first Americans we had. They were called American Indians, and now they live on a reservation. But regardless of that, we'll go on. Yeah. Happy Whoa. Thanksgiving, everyone.
Transition.
Wow. That was. That was.
Yeah. Well, that was, I come in.
That was harsh. That was a. Yeah. That, I'm going to say that was a Canadian. Whoa.
Now that's a pretty hardcore.
We don't even
whoa.
Say the word, like, do you say Indians?
Well, we call them American Indians.
We don't say that in Canada.
Okay, well, yeah, it's a trick here because I mean
it's a trick. Us white people, we have this trick.
Are you trying to trick people into thinking that you're actually sympathetic to what you did to them?
Well, you have to realize we have been raised. I'll probably cut a lot of this out, but we have been raised to believe that, like, seriously, when we were kids, we were raised to believe that the pilgrims came over and they befriended right. said Indians. We call them still American Indians to this day. I guess we should call them. I guess they're technically called Native Americans.
We say First Nations in Canada.
Okay, see, you're 100% right. Technically, now we call them Native Americans. This is where my 49 years old comes in, because this has been a relatively new term. I'm serious, 100% serious here.
It's fine. We're way off track.
No, this is okay. Like I said, I could cut all this shit out. I enjoy talking. But yeah, American Indians was actually the politically correct term for a long period of time.
It was here, too. We have something called the Indian Act in Canada. Which okay. is like the I understand.
Yeah. So long story short, we were raised to believe that we did them a favor by coming over and showing them the ways of the white man, so to speak, and right. kind of find out people from England generally assholes when they come over and take over your country.
And, well, generally when
and
like,
those are my
you have a bunch of Puritans who got kicked out of a country for being such fucking assholes that they weren't allowed to stay.
Yeah,
well, and then they came over, and they came to North America and coughed on a bunch of people.
Would you like this nice warm blanket full of tuberculosis?
Do you like syphilis, yeah. bitch?
Oh, I so want to put out this fucking whole episode, but I cannot, because either we will have 10,000 fans after this, or I will end up like getting firebombed.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
You're American.
No one gives a fuck.
It's all good.
You anyway, know, you're 100% right. Yeah, I'll just lean into this.
Just fucking but, manifest destiny, assholes.
Shit. It's getting harsh in here. So with that said, we just probably said a bunch of shit that's going to get cut out. If you want to hear it, I'll probably send it to you privately. Send me a request at Whack Brackets. If you're easily offended, then fuck off and don't do that to begin with. But if you're not, we'll send it. Fuck, I don't care. And with that said, we will bracket off again. Action movie actors. And of course, first round, we're going to bracket off two of the most classic action movie actors against one another. Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Sylvester Stallone. Which one of these two men has a more distinctive voice? James, I'll let you start out.
I don't know. That's tough. I mean, are we talking early Stallone or late Stallone? Because I can't barely understand him late Stallone.
Again, this is really your call. Wide Brackets is an open forum. You decide.
I would say, yeah, I would say Arnold probably has the more distinct consistency.
Okay. All right, I'll put you want to give us an example? I want to hear an Arnold impersonation. You got to try. Yeah, do it.
No, James.
I can't do it.
Don't embarrass yourself.
Get through the chopper.
Pretty classic. I'll play devil's advocate. I'll say Stallone, because we've all heard. We've all heard an accent like from somebody from a different country, right? Like, okay, you're from Austria or whatever, like Germany or the Netherlands. Like, you have this like accent. I've never heard this person who apparently has nothing wrong with their brain. Like, they weren't like dropped as a child.
I don't know. That's questionable.
And then he comes in with this like slovenly, like.
Like, what is that anyway?
I don't know. Like, I feel like it comes from like this part of like dark America, where it's like there's like this secret America that like runs America. Okay. So he's from like part of this like secret like organization where it's like he like slipped out. Like he's part of like one of like 12 tribes of America.
Okay.
I'm guessing he's from like the Eastern Coastal Tribe.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where you're going with this.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just making shit up.
I'm thinking he's from the brain damage tribe.
Has some brain damage.
I think that he's just naturally like just like, I think he's like, I'm the shit. This is how I talk.
He's just lazy.
Okay.
I don't think he's lazy. I'll say this. I do not like Sylvester Stallone.
No, John is not a fan of Sly.
I do not believe the man is lazy. I believe the man has incredible ambition.
Well, he writes a lot of books.
He does. He does put his name on a lot of books.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't write books.
He doesn't write books.
I was going to say he wrote a movie. I mean, shit, I'm impressed that he wrote Rocky, honestly.
Do you know what happens with him?
I have no idea.
Okay, so he makes it part of like a deal to like make a movie that he gets writing credit on the book.
Oh, okay.
After the book has been written.
But I think he wrote Rocky.
Oh, Rocky maybe, but like for Rambo, wasn't it? Like he had his name put on, for Rocky. He has his name put on the book.
I don't know.
He's a scumbag.
Yeah. I don't doubt that. I thought he did write Rocky originally, but again, I'm not well versed.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I think he did. So I'm going to say that Stallone has the more distinctive voice because no one talks like him.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger has an accent. I've heard it, but
it's not a tumor.
But yeah, but still, Stallone has like this like invented like
dialect almost.
Yeah,
I guess when I think of Arnold, I just think of all the one-liners and quotes. But I think of Stallone, all I think is just him mumbling.
But that's the thing, is like that's his way he talks.
That's his jam.
Yeah, like so Schwarzenegger got the good quotes, but Stallone has that like,
Adrian.
Yeah. I don't know. Like it sounds like he's melting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, man?
know what? We've got a split here. So this is going to be interesting, is that I actually came in thinking that I was going to pick Arnold because of the quotes. And as we mentioned, is I don't think before Arnold that kind of speaking was regularly, I guess, accepted may be the wrong word, but it did not appear regularly in American film. And then he comes in and almost blows the doors open. You even have the guys in Dude, Where's My Car? Where they're really not. What is Arnold? Is he Australian?
Austrian.
What is he? Austrian. That's it. So yeah, this is my public school education shining through.
No, but, and actually, I went to private school, and that's not a joke. I did, and we actually have full term on foreign actors.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what
well worth it.
That's what they don't teach you.
Well, yeah, if it makes you feel any better, and I shit you not, this is a true story. In middle school, my teacher actually asked everyone in the class, does anyone know where Washington, D.C. is? And I raised my hand begrudgingly because I was like, I think I kind of know where it's at. And I kind of raised my hand. I was like, is that in Maryland? She's like, no, it's in Washington State.
Washington State?
Yeah, which it's not in Maryland. I'll give her credit. But she literally...
Isn't it in Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C. is its own district, but it's not really even a state. But I believe there were 50 states, and I was familiar with the map. So I believed that it was like somewhere near Virginia or Maryland, because I at least knew my map. Washington State, of course, is in the far left-hand corner of the map and nowhere near. So
that's right,
I won't
below
say
us.
I was right. But I was in sixth grade, seventh grade at the most, and not
very smart. I was in second year college.
But you knew she was wrong.
Yeah, I knew that it was in a vicinity of Maryland and Virginia, and she really believed it was in Washington State. But this also, I won a fifth grade spelling bee. Again, no shit story. I won a fifth grade spelling bee spelling the word cheese. Anyway, now we're completely off topic, but I'm going to include that in the podcast because,
fucking school. What? How old are you? Like, school in the 1940s must have been, like, really fucking easy.
Actually, school in the 40s was probably a lot harder. I was in elementary school in the 70s and early 80s, and that's when shit went off the rails. So, again, story for another day.
Piece of hell of a drug.
We do have Arnold, who at least kind of set his own – he kind of blazed a new path for an actor with that sort of accent in America that didn't exist before. But a great point was made that literally Sylvester Stallone – I've never heard anybody sound like that guy. I would say the best dialect I could refer to it is mushmouth. And he makes Kentucky people sound eloquent by comparison, which is pretty hard to do. So I believe initially 100% was going to go Arnold. I mean, it was a done deal, slam dunk, but I think I'm going to go Sylvester Stallone here. I think I've been talked into this.
That's fair enough. Yeah. I guess the question is, because Arnold and Sylvester Stallone were so big, did that help or hurt Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Oh, that's a different question. What I want to say is, I think that you're a really, really brave man for bringing mushmouth out in this time when your hero, Bill Cosby, has been accused of all of these crimes that he obviously didn't commit. And that Fat Albert has been maligned. And I understand this is close to your heart. So
that's pretty brave of you.
That's pretty brave of you. I mean, from Canada, we do not agree with you, but we're proud of your strength.
No, I can say this. I don't believe anyone in the United States is a Bill Cosby fan. Trashy Podcast on, and if I recall, we asked who would be more likely to have a plastic cover on their couch. Would it be Mel Gibson or Bill Cosby? And we both agreed, both of those guys kind of assholes.
Mel Gibson. Easy.
Yeah.
he has them drugged, so he can do what he wants. Like, Mel Gibson might just execute a Jewish person in his living room. That guy is so anti-Semitic. Like, he's such a bad person.
You know what? I don't normally go backtracking on a previous episode, but I would disagree and go, Bill Cosby doesn't want evidence. He can wipe it off a plastic casing. He can't wipe it out of the couch cushion. Going to be a lot more difficult. And you know he's not cleaning
it. That guy's so rich, he just buys a new couch. Also, he's blind. So, like, can you imagine him cleaning? Like, that guy... actually, maybe that's a point in your favor.
Because then he can just clean.
He's so blind. He can't. Actually, you know what? You convinced me. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't actually remember who we voted for.
Well, I vote for Bill Cosby. Now you got me.
All right. Well, I got to know who you got. Not that they're going to go on in this. Yeah, we're not going to like start putting Bill Cosby and Mel Gibson in this whack bracket, but I'm just curious now. We got to finish this.
I mean, I would say Bill Cosby. I think he convinced me with the...
Yeah, I think that because he's blind, Like, he needs to be able to just wrap that shit up. Like, so he needs to just be able to throw that plastic out. So you got me. You're right. I still think that Mel Gibson might execute, like, a minority.
Like, it's possible.
Mel Gibson is more likely to execute a minority in his bedroom. Or, sorry, in his living room. But
that's usually in his bedroom. I think he's married to a minority, actually.
Oh, yeah, but he hates that about himself.
Well, you know what?
He's a self-loathing racist. Like,
those are more common than you believe.
He gets off on the fact that, like, he's married to a minority. Piece of shit.
That's why he whips himself at night.
Yeah. Oh, but he whips himself like a cat, like the Catholic thing, where he's, like, so mad at himself for marrying a minority. This fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. So where were we? We're on the first question, right?
Yeah. This is going to be the greatest extended episode I've ever had. I'll have to cut a lot of this out, but it's going to be fucking funny. I'm going to totally send this to some people that actually listen to the podcast.
All right. So who won that bracket?
Who won that bracket? Sylvester Stallone won the first WAG bracket. All again, right. We're going to have to cut out a bunch of shit because these guys are fucking hilarious and they're killing me. Second question. We're going to go with, speaking of Jean-Claude Van Damme, who I think came up in the last question, bigger douche at your family barbecue, would it be Jean-Claude Van Damme or would it be Mark Wahlberg?
I want you to go first.
At the guest request, I would be willing to go first. I would say this. We know both these guys are assholes. Jean-Claude Van Damme has said some homophobic shit in the past. I have heard Chuck Zito, either stuntman or he was Jean-Claude Van Damme's bodyguard, I believe. I could be wrong on that. He actually said Jean-Claude Van Damme was an asshole, and I think he may have beat the shit out of him because he was like, you're a fucking poser, and beat him up. So, yeah, the guy's an asshole, and he has a history of it. But Mark Wahlberg, on the other hand, first off, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
They fucking rule. Now put that jam on at a barbecue. That shit would just go over like fucking nothing. You want everybody's fighting? One family's fighting versus another family. Everybody's getting out of control. Put on Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch and everything just chills
put on
out.
His brother, Mark Wahlberg. Or you got Mark Wahlberg. Who's the other Wahlberg? Either way, I don't know, one of them was in New Kids. Yeah. You got New Kids jam over here. Somebody's arguing for good vibrations from Marky Mark. Yeah,
NKOTB. Like, that's
a Canadian classic. Isn't that your national anthem up there?
NKOTB? Which one? Which song?
Let me see.
Tough, maybe?
Hanging Tough, of course. Yeah, Hanging Tough.
You're like 100 years old. You should know this.
I should. But you know what? My mind is slipping. That's what happens to us old guys. But you know what Marky Mark is married to as well? He's married to Jenny McCarthy, who doesn't believe in vaccines. And he is a racist as well. And I believe he's been charged with attempted murder.
You're talking about the time that he blinded an Asian guy? Because he's a racist piece of shit. So I bring that up all the time.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I bring that up so often. It's ridiculous.
Well, because it's always like anytime he comes up, it's like, let's not forget he blinded a guy.
That's what I say every time he's brought up. It's like, hey, remember when he blinded a guy because he was Vietnamese or whatever?
Yeah. I bet that guy remembers.
Yeah, Marky Mark is...
It's like another thing you say is like, you remember when Tim Allen like sold out all this?
Oh, yeah. Remember when Tim Allen got busted for transporting like coke across state lines and he sold everyone out?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Look into it.
I'm not a Tim Allen fan either, though.
You shouldn't be.
I'm glad to hear that. It gives me more reason to hate.
He's a fucking snitch. He get his throat cut up here.
So I'm going to assume we have at least two votes for Marky Mark at this point. Or are you going to
who's a bigger piece of shit? Oh, James.
No, we could go. Yeah, we could change the question. I mean, I've done that before
at the barbecue. Like,
bigger douche at your family barbecue. I still think he's going to be a bigger douche.
So here's the question. So here's what I'm going to say. Jean-Claude Van Damme's going to be trying to fuck your aunt, and he's going to be trying to like dance. With his high pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? He's definitely going
to
be dancing.
So he's dancing. He's trying to, like, have sex with, like, your aunt with cesarean scars. And then you've got, like, Marky Mark talking about how he would have stopped 9/11. And how, like, Asian people should probably get blinded because they're Asian, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like Marky Mark probably would have tried to fight somebody like your dad or something.
I'm with James. So I'm thinking that Jean-Claude Van Damme is like funny, annoying, and just like trying to like pick up like desperate MILFs.
Yeah.
And Marky Mark is like trying to like get into a fight with my kid. Because my kid believes in like sharing their cake. And he's like, in America, we don't share cake. Like,
you take that cake.
That's your cake.
Yeah.
This isn't socialism.
Yeah. Did you bake that cake yourself? No, then fuck you. I'm eating the cake. All of it. Because I have enough money to buy the fucking cake.
Yeah. So my argument. So I would say that like Jean-Claude Van Damme, while annoying, is kind of fun. Like when James and I can like sit there and be like drink beers and like, like, this guy fucking sucks, but like he's kind of funny. Whereas Mark Wahlberg's like, I mean, this guy's like actively harassing people, and also the 9/11 stuff.
Yeah,
I don't really care if he's trying to fuck my aunt or not. That's between her and him,
right?
You know.
Yeah, but it's in an annoying way where like she's like, no, I'm not into this.
I mean, is he in either one of these guys? Are they invited or do they just crash the barbecue?
Either way, I mean, I think they're both going to be assholes. I could see them both crashing, but I could also see. Yeah, I don't think it really changes my answer, though. I think Marky Mark, if he shows up, he's going to be in the bag to begin with.
I feel like he's drunk on like so much like Pinot.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme would probably do some party tricks where he can kick above your head.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
But Mark Wahlberg, I mean, what's he going
to
do?
What's he bringing to the party? Like, just being short?
His party trick is pulling off his shirt.
And
saying, come on.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, no. I feel like Van Damme's got, like, you know, like that thing where, like, you have a set table and, like, somebody pulls the...
The tablecloth off?
I feel like Van Damme's got that in his back pocket.
I can see that.
I feel like that's going to, like, surprise people.
I actually feel like Van Damme's more of an entertainer.
Oh, he's,
Mark Wahlberg's just like, I'm a tough guy.
Yeah.
I'm in movies.
Van Damme's going to dance. Like, and he's going to be like, come on. Like, he's going to do that thing where, like, he does the both hands. Like,
oh, right.
Like, he's going to do the splits. That's fun. Oh,
for sure.
That's fun. Fucking Wahlberg's going to talk about, like, acting up against Megatron. Fuck Mark Wahlberg.
So with that said, I think we're going to go with Mark Wahlberg. Bigger douchebag in just about any room he's in. And he's going to go off against Sylvester Stallone next round. But we've got two more questions in the first round. And this is going to pit The Rock against Matt Damon. Given the opportunity, which one of these two would your significant other be more likely to cheat on you with?
I asked my wife. She said Matt Damon.
Okay, well, I
accused her of being a racist, and
you came in hot.
Yeah.
She said that,
racist.
She said that Matt Damon was less annoying.
Okay.
So, I mean, I have to take her at her word that she's not a racist, but I mean, like, it's where my mind went.
Yeah.
You married her, you would know her best.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to answer this one. Cause it's like,
which one's most like you, James?
Which one's most... Well, Matt Damon, I would say.
Oh, not The Rock, but...
No.
No?
No. I'm not ripped like The Rock. I'm not...
You're pretty big. You got guns on you.
I'm not... Oh, well, thank you. I'm not super positive all the time.
You swear a lot, though.
Do I sweat a lot? Sure.
Well, I mean, not as much as me, but like more than like...
The average guy?
My kid.
thanks. I would say probably more Matt Damon because The Rock is just intimidating, I think.
Yeah.
She'd be scared of him?
Well, yeah. So,
maybe
I mean,
that's what it would be like. So.
So then it would be rape, though.
Oh, my God, James.
Shit.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
What?
It would be rape. No, it was having an affair. It wasn't fucking fornication. It wasn't
Hey,
she's wanting. I mean, here's the thing: let's preface this. Wife practice can usually go anywhere. Your wife wants to have sex with one of these two people.
How often is rape brought up on your podcast? Congratulations!
This is the first.
Welcome to Canada, bitch.
Hey,
you guys get out again.
You know, I just feel like she might be pressured because
I don't think the Rock.
Hey, the Rock has a lot of charisma.
Hey, the Rock's not pressuring anybody.
No, he's not. No, not at all.
That's not.
I'm just saying he's intimidating.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of The Rock. We know this.
He's got some charisma. I mean, you know, he works out, John. So, I mean, he's got that going for him.
Yeah, I thought the body came out from naturally. I didn't think he had to work out for that.
I think he's got some natural aspects going on.
I don't know.
Come on, those pectorals.
I would say Matt Damon, probably more approachable, probably more willing to have a long-term affair with, not just a one-night stand.
All right. So we're not racist. We're just...
No, there's nothing racist about it. I mean, let's be honest.
You're making it racist.
I was.
So you're making it racist. I'm making it about rape, apparently.
Yeah, that's true. I did make it racist. I totally did. That's my white guilt. It's white liberal guilt.
Hey, it's a thing, but in this case, it's not, because ultimately, I, as it has been mentioned on this podcast, have a huge man crush on Idris Elba, Timothy Oliphant, and Dennis Haysbert. Those are probably my three, but
who's Mads Dennis Mikkelsen Haysbert? As well.
You know the Allstate commercial?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that has... Oh,
that
yeah,
guy with the voice?
I don't even know what he looks like,
yeah,
but
his voice just
melts fucking whatever's in his hands. Yeah,
he melts your dick.
Melts your dick into cum.
Yeah,
that's how cum's made. It melts your dick. You know, cum's made.
Is it? I thought it was made in the balls,
like,
but I'm not
sure. It's like wax.
Okay.
Hey, we ain't scientists.
Yeah, we ain't scientists. We're just Canadian.
So with all that said, we are going to agree 100%, because I think having sex with Dwayne The Rock Johnson is probably going to be like trying to fuck a station wagon. That guy is ginormous. And Matt Damon, he can get buff, but he does seem more cuddly, a little more. I just don't see The Rock cuddling. You know, he's just this mountain of a man.
I mean, this seems like your preference, though.
Yeah, no,
we're talking about
man.
Your wife.
You want to bang The Rock. Like,
you're looking at this package, okay? Yeah. Look at this, okay? My wife isn't into big, studly men, okay? So she's going
to
be into the smaller of those
maybe,
two guys.
Maybe she
it's
wants to
be
fuck
Matt.
A Euro fan. I don't know.
I don't know. You
That's
know what?
The rock.
Maybe she wants something different than what she's got right now.
Yeah. You're a Ford Fiesta or whatever the fuck.
I'm like a Prius or some shit over here.
Run on the sun. Vitamin D.
Yeah, she gets more out of the vibrator than she does me. So yeah, I'm kind of like it's more like a Ford Prius.
We're going to cut to a commercial right now. We're gonna come back with question five.
Yeah.
So with that said, this is gonna be a fun one to mix, because we're off the rails, which is absolutely
didn't we
hilarious.
Tell you though this is gonna happen?
You warned me. Oh, I'm fine with it. I love it.
Have you ever been hilarious. More off the rails than this?
No. So this
it's
is
kind
this
of
is
a gift
good.
That we bring.
Yeah, it's mostly John, but yeah.
Okay, next question. Less likely to notice if he was standing in front of you in a fast food line. Would it be Russell Crowe or would it be Jason Statham?
So I'm going to say Russell Crowe, I'm less likely to notice in front of me. I feel like Russell Crowe is less likely to engage. He's also going to look like a homeless person that just woke up. Like he just packed his cardboard up that he was sleeping on the street and put it into his shopping cart that he stole from Sears or whatever the fuck.
That's funny. It's totally what I was thinking. Very homeless looking.
Yeah. So for me, that's what it is. Now, as soon as they open their mouth, that could be different. I feel like Jason Statham, he's coming in. Like, Jason Statham is always on.
Well, yeah, he would be very polite.
He's
Russell Crowe would definitely fight somebody in that line.
Yeah, and Russell Crowe's avoiding eye contact. He's everything. He's doing everything. I think that Jason Statham was probably, I have nothing to know about backing this up, one of the nicest guys. So he's probably like looking at people, making eye contact. Like, yeah, it's me, waves, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, where Russell Crowe's like mumbling under his breath.
Yeah, like, hey, fuck.
Better fuck off if you're fucking near me.
Yeah, with a fucking Johnny Walker lisp. Like, he's just like...
he's the character from South Park. The fighting around the world.
Yeah.
Tugger!
That's what I think. So, like, I'm going to say Russell Crowe is going to be more innocuous.
Yeah.
All right.
I also think that Russell Crowe probably hates fans and wouldn't want attention.
Oh, yeah.
He would be growing his homeless look. I don't know.
Where I think he's like, coming in looking like the Big Lebowski.
Yeah. And someone's like, hey, aren't you Russell Crowe? And he's just like, fuck off.
But he says it like in a really bad American accent.
Yeah.
He calls somebody a tosser.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I'm with Russell Crowe too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a clean sweep because the thing with Russell Crowe is, as was mentioned, you guys said he looked homeless. That's actually a very good call, but I'd never noticed before. But I guess Jerry Garcia kind of looked homeless and he just looks like he looks like Jerry Garcia now, like a fat Jerry Garcia. So,
James, do you know who Jerry Garcia is?
No.
You don't know who Jerry Garcia is?
Oh, no. You're kidding me. I'm not educated up here, so.
Oh, it's a Grateful Dead.
So. James, you know what the Grateful Dead is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Now you're fucking with me.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah, all right.
I know him so well, so I know his blind spots.
All right, so let me ask you this. James, who's your favorite band?
Favorite band?
Sum 41.
No, not Sum 41. Right now,
Sum 42.
I'd say Run the Jewels right now.
Okay.
You don't know who Run the Jewels is?
I don't know what that is.
Run the Jewels? Killer Mike and LP?
No, you got me there.
They're a rap duo.
Yeah.
Killer Mike's from Georgia. LP's from New York.
I have heard of Killer Mike. I think I have heard of Run the Jewels, but I don't know shit about them. I'm 49. Fuck. Come on, man. Give me a break.
No one's mad at you.
I'm still listening to Bing Crosby and shit.
Hey, no one's mad at you, man.
Oh, love Bing Crosby.
Okay. Okay. No one's attacking you. Everything's cool.
It's okay.
Everybody attacks in America. You have to realize it's my defense mechanism.
I don't feel like we've attacked you yet.
No, I agree.
Hey, don't be ashamed of who you are. Okay? Yeah, man. Judge people. Yeah,
just because they have to overthrow smaller nations that are trying to elect democratically elected left leaning politicians doesn't make your country a bad place.
That's arguable. Regardless of that. Oh, shit. Regardless of that, I'm 100% going with Russell Crowe, Jason Statham. Jason Statham still looks like Jason Statham. Russell Crowe looks like nothing like Russell Crowe looked like in any movie he's ever starred in where he was a good-looking dude.
Yeah, I think Jason Statham's getting called out. But, like, so I don't know. Like, up here, it's not a really big deal to see celebrities. Like, big people don't really, like, call them out or, like, talk to them.
We kind of just leave them alone.
We kind of leave them alone. Like, in BC, we have a lot of movies and shit like that get made here.
Oh, and gotcha.
I think Canadians just are more generally, I'm not saying always, but we're, I don't think that we want to bother people.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's fair. Do you think, James?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
I think people are definitely doing it. We're not perfect.
I mean, I think if I saw someone, I'd be like, oh my God, that's so and so. But I wouldn't like go up to them.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah. You wouldn't like touch dick.
Well, unless
it depends on how big it was.
Hey, Jason Statham. I'm thinking at least plantain.
Just brush into it casually.
Yeah. I might just try to figure it out so I could tell people on TMZ. Oh, I know his dick. Yeah, that's like. Like 16 inches? I don't know.
16. It went from 6 to teen real quick. It's a slight difference.
Yeah,
a little bit different.
Oh, yeah, it's 23 centimeters.
You know what? You guys use centimeters. We use inches. So our miles may vary either way if we don't say what we're
doing. That's kilometers.
I'd say it's about 0.001 miles. Size of a stick. I have no idea how big a mile is.
It's
1.6 kilometers.
Sounds about right.
I don't know.
Sorry. Let's stop talking about differences.
Fair enough. Regardless, we agree 100%. Russell Crowe beats Jason Statham, goes on to the next round. So we're done with the first round. Second round, we'll go ahead and Tell you who won the first round. Sylvester Stallone beat Arnold Schwarzenegger in the more distinctive voice. Bigger douche of your family barbecue. That was Mark Wahlberg over Jean-Claude Van Damme. Who would my wife and everyone's wife like to sleep with? They would rather sleep with Matt Damon over The Rock, regardless of whether or not your wife's racist or not. We've agreed that that's the case. And then finally, less likely to notice standing in front of you in a line at a fast food restaurant, Russell Crowe over Jason Statham, second round. Less likely to persuade a cop unaware of their fandom not to write them a traffic ticket. Would it be Sylvester Stallone or Mark Wahlberg?
In Canada or America? I'm going to say America.
Okay.
So, sorry, what's the question? Less likely to recognize them?
No, less likely to persuade a cop who's pulled them over and is trying to write them a ticket.
So less likely.
Yes, less likely.
Less likely to use their stardom to get out of the ticket.
No, to be able to convince them with their stardom.
Without their stardom, the cop doesn't even know. Yeah, doesn't know they're famous.
This is kind of confusing because I think that most people would have said who's more likely.
Oh, yeah, but that's why brackets. So we do less, we throw
so
it
you,
around.
You switch it around. So it's Mark Wahlberg and who?
Who's going to still get the ticket? So Wahlberg versus Stallone.
So I'm going to say that Stallone's getting the ticket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Mark Wahlberg is such a fucking right-wing cuck that, that guy's going to talk about 9/11. That guy's going to, talk about, how he's, a fucking firefighter somehow Boston.
He's going to be like, listen, Blue Lives Matter, I'm Mark Wahlberg.
Also, he's super racist, so he's probably going to bring up how he blinded that guy. And he's gonna be like, hey, look, I'm one of you.
I'm one of you.
Yeah, look, I do like you do. I'm a piece of shit. He's pretty anti-defunding police. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I would say Stallone is probably going to get the ticket.
Oh, Stallone's getting a ticket.
You think Stallone gets a ticket?
Oh, Wahlberg? Absolutely. Cops are in the palm of Wahlberg's hand. Because, he is pretty much, what all of them want to be. Like, a supreme douchebag who blinded a minority and got away with it and is a successful rich person.
Yeah, we obviously don't like Mark Wahlberg here.
Or cops, apparently.
No, that's just John.
How are Canadian cops? What do you think? If Mark Wahlberg's in Canada, which one of these two is getting the ticket?
He's way less they're both getting tickets.
Yeah.
They're both getting a ticket. Fair enough.
I mean, they're definitely getting tickets.
I just think that Mark Wahlberg has a Blue Lives Matter pin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're probably right. I think actually Stallone would probably get arrested for drunken driving.
Oh, yeah. No, he's high on pills.
No, just they'll listen to him talk and they'll be like, step out of the vehicle.
Can you get out of the car, sir? Where's your accent from? He's like, oh. It's like, what the fuck? they're automatically going to violence, right?
Well, yeah.
They're going to stun him in his car.
Yeah, and it depends on especially if Stallone's in one of his workout phases where he's ready for a movie and he's all swolled up.
Remember when he got fucking arrested in Australia?
Stallone?
No.
Stallone, yeah, because he illegally brought in steroids.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
I thought this was going to be a Justin Bieber situation where he brought in a dog or something.
A monkey or some shit?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Canada.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama, for letting Justin Bieber be a Canadian and bring a monkey to Australia.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was that other guy, Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp brought the dog to Australia.
Okay, yeah, Johnny Depp brings everything anywhere. That guy's off the fucking chain. That's a different fucking story.
That's a big thing. You guys want to go with Johnny Depp for a while?
Man. Yeah, I don't even know anything about what's going on with Johnny Depp.
Oh, man, him and Amber Heard?
That sounds right.
Drama, man.
What is that all about?
He got convicted of being a wife beater.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen all these things online.
But apparently Amber Heard's the worst.
Oh, yeah?
She shit in his bed or something, right?
Yeah, and she I don't know, beat him up. I don't know. Fuck these people.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I just heard the shit in the bed. Yeah. I think, what?
I think, Yeah, I think Kentucky just likes him.
Oh. All I see is like justice for Johnny Depp. I don't know what that's about.
Down here in the South, we have flags that say that on it. We put them on our trucks, drive around justice for Johnny Depp. That's
some like Proud Boys shit.
So I guess we got to finish the question, though. So less likely to persuade a cop. We think that we all agree then that Sylvester Stallone is the one getting the ticket, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, he's less likely to persuade a cop not to write him a traffic ticket because, as has been mentioned, he may be swolled up. Again, he sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth. Marky Mark, a little bit more suave looking. Yeah, I could see him for reasons that have been mentioned.
He's also just like cupping the balls of the police.
I think it's just Stallone's just going to say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, thank you for the ticket.
Wahlberg's pulling out like, I'm Mark Wahlberg, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm gonna cup your balls.
Probably reach around a little rub and tug. I could see that too.
Rusty trombone.
Oh, that's Steven.
Yeah. Oh, no, join what's in the circle what's jerk.
Donnie. That's Donnie.
The Donnybrook?
No, Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie. Is that the hamburger one, joint guy?
Yeah, he's the one that's from NKOTB.
Okay.
It's pretty impressive that a family can have two kids that are such big assholes.
Yeah. Have you met the Boltons?
I've seen Michael Bolton. Is there another Bolton?
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, Baldwin. I thought I said Bolton. Sorry. No,
Alec Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah. How about... Yeah,
those are two gigantic pieces of shit. Charlie Sheen? Oh, yeah. I think just famous people Emilio have shitty kids.
It's his brother, right? Is he a dick?
Yeah, they're brothers. Emilio? The Mighty Duck Man?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think... I don't
think
he's a bad guy. He seems okay.
He seems all right.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. I'm thinking of like a duo asshole situation here.
I'm thinking the Baldwins. I genuinely hate Alec Baldwin.
Don Jr. and Eric Trump.
Oh, burned on your government. Got you, fucker.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Go for the lowest of hanging fruit, you Canadian fucks. Of course you can go with them all day.
That's what we do.
That's what we do, yeah.
Well, you should.
Yeah, Canadians, like...
We just like kicking in the balls when you're down, so...
We hate trying.
That said, we've had some great conversations. We might see how long this episode is. We've been recording for a while, and that's cool, but we're going to cut it down. Keep it funny. Keep it on track. We've decided Sylvester Stallone is less likely to persuade a cop to not give him a ticket. And from there, Sylvester Stallone will go on to the final round against the winner of this whack bracket. Question being, more likely to help you push your broken down car off the road. Would it be Matt Damon or would it be Russell Crowe?
Oh, 100% Matt Damon.
Yeah. Matt Damon saved a dude's life, didn't he?
Did he?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
He saved my life.
No. Oh, those Bourne movies really touched you in a really important time in your life? When you were when you were like 43, you're like fucking, you're older than
Methuselah over here.
You're like age Greer.
Yeah. I was thinking more of, what movie was it where he was the janitor? So
Goodwill Hunting.
Smart janitor. Yeah. That changed my life.
I love that movie. I honestly, like, no irony. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. Love Goodwill Hunting. Oh, absolutely. That touched every part of a young John's life. Like, it's the writing was so great. Gus Van Sant like directed it. Like, it's just the direction is so great. I love it. I love that movie.
The funniest story I heard about that movie is, I guess when they were shopping the script around, they put like right in the middle that the professor has sex with the janitor character.
Matt Damon.
Really?
Yeah. And so whatever...
Have you seen the movie, James?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
So whatever studio that finally did it...
Miramax.
They said, great script, but like, why is this in the middle of it? And they were like, you're the only person that has brought that up. Just to see if people would read the script, the whole script.
There's a bunch of rumors about the movie. Like, crazy. There's a rumor that Kevin Smith rewrote that entire script.
Oh, and they didn't thank him?
No, they did. They're close. But there's a rumor that like they didn't write, like, they wrote it.
Right.
But that Kevin Smith rewrote the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Really? Because they won an Oscar, didn't they?
Yeah, they won an Oscar for the best script.
Yeah, so I think they didn't thank him in the acceptance speech.
That's probably, I don't think it affected their relationship.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I think Kevin Smith has brought that up.
Oh, yeah. Before. That sounds like Kevin Smith, yeah.
Yeah, all I know is that Matt Damon has gotten 36 blowjobs, but not in a row. So that's a Clerk's reference, if you didn't catch it. So, 37, yeah, I believe.
Trying to suck any dick on the way to the parking lot.
There you go.
Hey, get back here. Funny thing about that is I just watched that scene yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I just thought about it. I love that movie. Like, so
that's a great movie.
I'm 38. I turned 38 this year in December. So I was a huge, like, Kevin Smith fan. Like, his movies have completely changed. Like, that's what got me into film. Like, I always love movies, but I would say, like, Kevin Smith. So Matt Damon's a small part of that, not as big as Ben Affleck. But, like, that's my introduction to those guys. Oh, also, he went to film school here in Vancouver.
Did he?
Yeah, he went to film school in Vancouver, dropped out, I think.
Yeah, he dropped out and then maxed all his credit cards out.
Made Clerks with a schoolmate. What's his name?
Ryan?
No, the guy from his podcast. I forget.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know.
He made The Grinch, that guy. Fuck, I don't
he
know.
He made The Grinch?
Not Kevin Smith.
Dante? Dante?
Jesus.
Not Dante.
No. Scott Mosier.
Scott Mosier.
Oh. Scott Mosier. Yeah. Scott Mosier is like his partner.
So yeah, regardless, I do believe Matt Damon's a good guy here.
Yeah.
I think
so. Matt Damon.
What was the original question?
Yeah, we pretty much, this was a question that I think if Jason Statham would have gotten through the first round, I think Statham versus Matt Damon would have been a good face-off. I think we could have gotten some legs on that. Unfortunately, sometimes the whack brackets questions don't lead themselves to a good argument. This is one where I think we all agree that Russell Crowe is an asshole. That goes without saying.
Oh, yeah.
We all agree that Matt Damon seems, at least on the surface, to be a good dude.
I still want to go drinking with him, though.
Well, you would end up fighting him, though.
Me Russell personally?
Crowe? No, not willingly.
He would probably fight me.
He would try and fight you.
Yeah, well, I'm a bad. Yeah, I drink too much.
I drink too much too, but I think Russell Crowe is going to be like a terrible drunk.
I feel like he's going to beat the shit into me, though. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What James is saying is like Russell Crowe is going to beat your ass.
Oh yeah.
The only reason that Russell Crowe will not beat me up is because James will be there. Like my brother will be there.
Not stepping in with that one.
You could beat up Russell Crowe.
He's crazy.
Yeah, but you could take him.
I don't know.
And Dustin?
You don't fuck with crazy, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can run pretty fast for like a big guy.
I think more than likely that car is broken down because of Russell Crowe.
Somehow. Oh, yeah. Like that check engine light's been on for a long time.
Like you borrowed the car from Russell Crowe.
Oh, it's not his car. Is
I was
going to
say, Russell Crowe would never let you have
no,
the car.
You know what? Here's the thing. Russell Crowe's walking away.
Well, yeah.
He's not asking for help. He's just like gone.
If this were a salesman situation, Russell Crowe's definitely selling you a beat down car. Or Matt Damon would be like, you don't want this car. Russell Crowe's definitely selling you a car.
No, Russell Crowe, he's hungover.
Right.
Perpetually.
He woke up like, what's his name in Lethal Weapon?
Mel Gibson? Yeah.
So he drank a couple flat beers that he found lying around his house.
Like some old Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, whatever Americans drink.
Yeah.
Natty Lights?
Winchester beer?
That's Canadian.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say Winchester's not an American beer.
No, Natty Lights. He drank a bunch of Natty Lights.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, he smoked a bunch of half cigarettes he found on the ground. You know Russell Crowe's not passing up that free cigarette.
No, I mean, especially if there's half of it left, no way.
Are you a smoker?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No. I'm an ex-smoker. I smoked for like 15 years. I started smoking when I was 12.
Wow, that's ambitious.
Yeah, that's Canadian. That's how we do it, like the old country.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my sister took me to a Kiss concert when I was 7 and she was 12 or 13 and all she did the entire time was get blazed with all her buddies. So I got secondhand high when I was about 7 watching Kiss play.
Oh, yeah, and then you realize that Kiss is, like, one of the worst bands of all time. And then...
Oh, yeah, Kiss is terrible. But when you're 7 years old, you have to realize, I saw them in their full-blown makeup when they were at their zenith, and you're a seven-year-old kid, you're like, this is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen. And, yeah, I mean, you don't even know what good music is.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, man, it's a cat.
Yeah, it's a cat, and you got the guy with here blowing fire. That's one of the coolest things you could do as a kid is take a hairspray can and a lighter and blow, like, light shit up, and you thought you were
doing something. I was so afraid to do that. So I think my dad told me that, like, if you do that, every once in a while, the flame could go into the can, like on the recoil, and blow it up. And yeah. I was so
sure.
I don't know if it happens, but I was so afraid of that can blowing up. I never did it.
It's probably possible. I have no idea. I'm not a scientist. I'm not even Canadian.
This guy,
but that being said,
you're not even Canadian. Yeah,
I like it. Like, now you have aspirations of being Canadian. What time is it where you are?
It is 10:52 p.m.
Is it a day off tomorrow? Do you have a holiday tomorrow?
No.
Oh, we have a holiday in Canada tomorrow. Oh, you do? Yeah, it's a Remembrance Day.
Oh, that's cool. Like, well, we got Thanksgiving next week.
Remember. Soldiers and shit.
Yeah, unless we forget.
Rest in peace, soldiers. World War I, World War II.
So, anyways.
So, yeah, regardless of all that, we've been talking about Canadian holidays and blowing shit up with a hairspray can and a lighter. But all that said, we have agreed it's a complete domination by Matt Damon that he's going to help you push the car off the road, and Russell Crowe was just going to be a dick about it. So, the final question we have, Sylvester Stallone against Matt Damon. Which one of these two is first to fall asleep while watching a boring movie they themselves starred in?
Stallone,
100%.
That's not even a question.
You think?
Absolutely.
I would say this. Here's at least the argument I'm going to make, okay? I'm going to say this, is that I think Matt Damon is cool about it. I don't think Matt Damon takes himself seriously.
True.
I think Matt Damon is like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I starred in a shit movie. The Martian, this blows ass. Yeah, it's long. It's boring. And he goes to sleep.
That's a Canadian classic, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, that won the Canadian Oscars.
That's a true story, right?
Yeah.
It could be one day. No, I don't think it is yet.
There's no such thing as a Canadian Oscars, by the way. I made that up.
I was going to say, I was actually, you're good at lying. So
I am good at lying.
Congratulations. Yeah, we're gullible here in America, too. We were saying, first of all, asleep while watching a boring movie that they themselves starred in. I was making a run for Matt Damon because I think Matt Damon's cool, and I think he knows that, for instance, the Canadian Emmy Award-winning The Martian is a boring movie, and some of his movies are boring, and I think Matt Damon's like, fuck this, I'm going to sleep. Where I'm thinking that Sylvester Stallone is watching every fucking movie that he's in with a big heart on, and he's stroking it going, oh, look at me, I still look good for being 2,700 years old. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. And then, you know. So that's why I'm thinking Matt Damon is too cool to fucking, he don't care. He know he's not, he was in the movie where I think you Sylvester, know, he, every time he gets himself, he wants to see more of himself.
Yeah. I think you got something there. Cause a lot of stuff, everything Stallone does, he either has written or has directed or whatever. So whoever he's watching
a
movie,
boxing in this last Creed movie or some shit.
I don't know. I haven't seen the last one.
Okay, so here's my counter argument. I think Matt Damon is a true fan of the craft. So he's watching everything, learning. What could he do different? What could he change? He's memorized. Did I say this earlier? Like that one of, I remember watching him and he was on Letterman. And Letterman's like, I hear you have a perfect memory for your lines. And Damon's like, yeah. He's like, okay, say whatever this scene from this movie, and Damon could just like, he just busted it out. Like he just said all of his lines. Whereas I feel like Stallone, like me, but not as, I'm not as bad, has severe sleep apnea.
He's just like, line.
Yeah. So
even though he wrote it?
Yeah, Stallone just has like such bad sleep apnea. That if he's not hooked up to that machine within 6 hours after he wakes up, he's CO2ing himself to death. Like, so he just falls asleep. if he has a couple scotches and he's been awake for more than 6 hours, mm-hmm. he's just asleep. He's just done.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of going more to Matt Damon's side now.
Oh, that's good. That's fine.
Because, yeah, I think Matt Damon is like, he's kind of like, yeah, you know, I'm in this movie. Whatever. No big deal. I'm just going to fall asleep.
Yeah, I think that you have a point in the sense that, like, I don't think Matt Damon's making a spectacle out of the fact that he's in a movie. Right. Matt Damon is like, he's not like like Sunset Boulevarding, like, his own movies. Right.
Right.
You know, if you made a movie, would you, if you were in multiple movies, would you own all of your movies?
No. I have a podcast with 152 episodes, and I've listened to two of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. I used to listen to a lot of my early episodes just to try to get better, and now I'll mix it, because you spend so much time mixing anyway. So by the time you're done, you're like, I can't watch that again. No. I can't listen to that again.
Yeah. I also hate myself, like, on a...
Just self-loathing over
like,
here.
Like, on like such a high level.
Yeah. Well, this is true.
Like, you know this about me. Like, yeah.
I think that's a Canadian thing, though, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just making shit up now. I have no idea.
So I'm going to say Matt Damon.
All right. Well, I'm going Matt Damon. And
so you're Stallone, John?
No, I think you convinced me.
All right.
I think that Matt, yeah, he's, because he doesn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, no, this isn't me. Like, I don't need you to watch this.
I mean, he knows what's going to happen, so why would he want to watch it?
But I do think he's a true student of film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But, like, I think that, like, yeah. he's not doing it, like, he's doing it as a favor.
Right.
Whereas Stallone is doing it as, like, a, hey, guys, watch this part. Oh, this is really good. Yeah. This is where I dug a tunnel.
I guess the question.
This is the part where I killed a bunch of people that were have a different color than me.
Minorities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't even know the word minority. He just says,
yeah, you see those people that don't look like me? They don't look like me, so I'm going to kill them.
We just did
Rambo Last Blood.
That's one of the most racist fucking movies I've ever seen. That movie is like shockingly racist.
Yeah.
It is a trip.
How did he not talk Clint Eastwood into being in that one with
Well,
him?
That's true.
I don't know, because there wasn't any chairs in it, maybe?
I guess the question is, like, who would jerk off to their own movie?
Oh, who would jerk off to their own
Stallone.
Movie?
That's
oh,
a Stallone.
That would be that's Stallone.
That guy's slow-stroking it to fucking Cobra.
Oh, no, he's not slow stroking at all, man. He's going all in fast. No, man. He sees himself without a shirt on. He's just into it.
He's watching Cobra, and he's watching Tango and Cash, and that guy is just like double. Yeah. I love twins.
Yeah.
Because of Kurt
Russell. Yeah, and then he's really getting off to Estelle Getty and Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. He does have a type.
It's like coming.
Oh. So with all that said, I think we're in 100% agreement.
Yeah.
100% agreement that Matt Damon is going to be the one falling asleep in his own movie. So we have a winner. And this is probably one of the craziest episodes of Whack Brackets. And sadly, I'm going to have to cut at least half of it out, but I've had a blast doing every minute of it. This has been a fun ride, guys. So with that said, I want to let you guys take me out the door and tell me about what you do, and then I'll do a quick recap and what is going on over at the Action Action Podcast, as well as how can people hear you on the podcast and check out your social media.
Yeah, sure. We have a action movie podcast where we, you know, three of us, Dustin's not here, so fuck that guy. We try to watch every action movie, good or bad, and we put it on our ginormous list that just gets longer and longer, and we will defend to the end.
I won't.
And anyone wants to challenge, they can write John at actionactionpodcast @gmail.com.
Yeah, and that's fine, because all those podcasts...
And we'll read it on the air.
That's fine. Oh, yeah. Send me an email. I'd love to read it online.
Fucking dare you.
I dare you. Best of luck.
Probably the best way to find us. Our list is on Letterboxd.
That's the best way to find us.
And we're pretty active on Instagram at Action Action. I think it's just Action Action.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. Somewhere on there. We're not really on Facebook. So
we're also just like not, we're not good at things.
Yeah.
We're not good.
It's action podcast. Yeah.
Right. Action Action podcast. Yeah. So slip into my DMs.
Oh yeah. We'll definitely like talk fucking sexy. So here's the thing. This is a very male dominated corner of the world. We don't have a lot of ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's mostly just dudes. Just like thirsty for Dustin's dick.
Thirsty. So thirsty.
So thirsty. Did you guys say that down there?
Yeah, we
know you do. We're just joking.
Yeah, it's not a very common term, honestly, but yeah.
Oh, no, thirsty isn't common?
What? It's not. You know what? I don't get out. I don't hang out with the kids anymore.
You're like 69 years old.
I'm close to that. I'm getting there.
I mean, good for you. We need more seniors in podcasting.
Yeah, man. Like, good for you for, like, fucking breaking through that, like, glass ceiling of, like, old people making podcasts. Yeah.
We're never going to be in.
So here's the thing.
I got a lot.
You have to understand, James and I were, like, millennials with beards, men, boys, males, who have a podcast. I work in the beer industry. Like, I'm just ticking every white male box there is.
So, hopefully this episode turns out good. Hopefully we're invited back, if we haven't insulted you too much.
I'll do this podcast any day, man. I actually really, I thought this was really, really fun.
I wonder how it'd be, though, if we were on with other people. We would just be, like, making fun of them.
Like us versus them?
Well, if there was other guests on.
Oh, that'd be fun. Like if you had us on versus other guests.
Oh, that would be great. This is actually, you're talking about taking this to a wacky whack brackets now. This is going to be next level bullshit.
All right.
So that'd I'm
on this.
We're game.
James and I don't give a flying fuck.
No.
Well, shit. We don't give a
No, you guys will definitely be on again.
Yeah,
soon.
We don't really care about blast.
Yeah.
We hope you had a good time, man. We hope you had.
Yeah. I had a blast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Anytime. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you guys.
Waste your time too much.
Oh no, not at all. Like I think we were talking about, this is pretty much the only enjoyment a guy gets in the COVID lockdown era.
You just had fucking friends over, man. They're gonna hear this shit.
It was family, so that don't count.
Oh. Okay.
That's fair. Well, we hope you enjoyed having us on, man, because you seem like a pretty cool guy. And
I appreciate that. I know I'm old.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, you're old as fucking
state. Yeah, just lay off how old he is.
I don't know. I just keep going back.
Yeah.
Old guys can be cool,
I'm a small man with a small mind, so I just go for the weakest.
Why don't we just let him rap?
Yeah, wrap up your thing. Sorry.
No, thank you for listening to the Whack Brackets podcast. I'm still not at Bernie Sanders' age. I got a few years before I hit that. But thank you again, everybody. You can check me out on the social media platforms. As has been said here, you can reach out to me on the Instagrams. I am at Whack Brackets. I'm also on the Tweeters. Do not fuck around with me on the Facebooks because that place is just a hellhole. And all the old people that are assholes on there are going to Parler anyway. But that's a different story. I'll probably cut that out. But don't fuck around with the Facebooks. Long story short, I want to thank John, thank James, fuck Dustin, as well as I got one more thing. If I want to say, you can reach out to me at email, anything at Whack Brackets. You can send it to thirsty@dustinsdick@whackbrackets.com. I will get that. Just anything at whackbrackets.com, I will get. So again, John, James, seriously though, tell Dustin we'll catch him on the flip side. And we're out of here, and I'll let you guys say bye on the way up.
See ya.
Thanks a lot, man.